Hey guys, it's Dr. Huntington. So if you follow a grain-free and dairy-free diet, how can you be sure to get enough fiber, or calcium, or vitamin D? Well, those are important questions because you know you should be seriously limiting your grains. And many people need to limit or eliminate dairy. But you won't have good health without enough fiber and calcium and vitamin D. Now, despite all the propaganda from the grain and dairy industries, their products are not the best sources of fiber, calcium, and vitamin D. The health problems that result from how grains and conventional dairy are grown or produced, processed, far outweigh any nutritional value they may provide. So let's talk about fiber. Now, it's the part of the plant that you don't digest, and you can divide it into two main categories, soluble and insoluble. Now, soluble fiber slows digestion and feeds the good bacteria in your gut. You know, and this is what you want to support overall health. Insoluble fiber adds bulk to your stool and speeds up digestion and reduces constipation. You know, you'll get plenty of both types of fiber in fruits and vegetables, you know, which also provide you with phytochemicals and antioxidants, vitamins and minerals. Many foods contain both soluble and insoluble fiber. You know, so I really don't worry about, you know, which type I'm eating. You know, I just focus on getting, you know, a variety of low sugar foods that contain a good amount of fiber. You know, so here are my favorite fiber-packed foods. You know, we'll start with dark leafy greens. You know, put them in a salad. You know, you can saute them or, you know, blend them up in a smoothie. My favorites are spinach, kale, collard greens, and chard. You know, and I actually like the bitterness of turnip greens as well. Now, leafy greens provide so much nutrition, including vitamin C and vitamin K, iron and calcium, and antioxidants and phytochemicals. I mean, it's tough to find a more nutritious food. You know, so why go eating grains, you know, with the idea that it's a good source of fiber? Just eat more leafy greens and skip the grains. And I always, you know, have some type of fat with these, you know, greens to maximize the absorption of the nutrients. You know, like adding olive oil or tossing an avocado onto the, you know, into the green smoothie. Now, cruciferous vegetables are also high in fiber. You know, so that includes things like broccoli or cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts. You know, I mostly eat them steamed, you know, and I like to use chopped up cauliflower as a rice substitute. You know, or put it in the food processor and make cauliflower mash, you know, with some olive oil and some sea salt. That's replaced mashed potatoes in my house. Now, coconut's another great food. You know, it's over 60% dietary fiber, and it contains healthy saturated fat, which you need for good health. You know, despite how saturated fats have been demonized over the last 50 years or so, you know, they are not the cause of heart disease. You need saturated fats, and coconut's a great source. You know, you can buy unsweetened, shredded coconut, and that's an easy way to eat it by the handful, like as a snack. You know, or in other ways, you can buy what's called coconut meat, you know, and throw it in your smoothie. That sort of bulks it up so that your smoothies aren't too watery. Artichokes, beets, and asparagus are also great sources of fiber. And sweet potatoes, you know, unless you're trying to stay in ketosis, right? They're a bit too high carb, you know, if you want to be on a keto diet. Yeah, but otherwise, they're a great source of nutrition. Now, other high fiber foods include nuts like almonds, Brazil nuts and walnuts. And many fruits are also, you know, high in fiber as well. You know, mostly soluble fiber. So mainly go with the low sugar fruits like berries and avocado. You know, and occasionally add in citrus and apples and pears. You know, because they're full of fiber and their sugar content is moderate. You know, so they're okay to eat occasionally. Now, with regard to calcium, you need to get it from leafy green vegetables, you know, some nuts and seeds, and many of these sources provide your body with added vitamins and minerals that, you know, that support calcium absorption. My favorite high calcium foods are, you know, cooked leafy greens, or steamed broccoli, an arugula salad, sunflower seeds and almonds. Other places to get calcium include chia and sesame seeds, sweet potato again, and butternut squash. And you can also get calcium from sardines. Right? So the next time you fail to eat enough greens, you can set up a penalty for yourself. You know, have a sardine smoothie, right? You know, or if your vegetable fail is not too egregious, just make the penne say something like something a little more palatable, like a sardine tapenade, you know, on cucumber slices. That's actually pretty tasty. All right, so for vitamin D, you need vitamin D for the absorption of calcium and phosphorus. The best way to do this, you know, short of, you know, intervals, is short intervals of sun exposure, like 15 minutes, you know, without sunscreen, once a day or every other day. You know, and eat fatty fish like salmon 2 to 3 times a week. You know, and only buy and consume pasture-raised eggs. Now, despite all the advice on getting adequate amounts of vitamin D, which is no secret, by the way, right? It's well known, yet most people have low levels of vitamin D, you know, much too low. So it's one of the supplements that I recommend that everybody take. And it should always be taken with vitamin K2, so D3K2. And you can check out my formulation at bodymanual.com. It's actually called vitamin D3K2. You know, and by the way, D3 and K2 are necessary to ensure that the calcium is absorbed and directed to the proper places, which are your bones and teeth, right? Instead of getting the calcium deposited in your arteries and organs. All right, so there you have it. Ditch the grains and conventional dairy products and get your nutrition from better foods. All right, I'll see you the next time.